Hey everybody, welcome to this special episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, almost live from the Hershey RV Show, sponsored exclusively by our friends at Progressive Insurance. The first two special episodes we did was, the first one was on tiny trailers. The second one was The Bling is the Thing, and we looked at some fancy Class A diesel pushers. Now for this third special episode, we're looking at some RVs for larger families. But before we dive into our favorite picks, we need to thank our friends at Progressive Insurance for sending us to this wild, crazy dance.
Absolutely. When you sign up for an RV policy, you can also sign up for total loss replacement, optional protection that replaces your new RV with a current model if it's declared a total loss in the first 2 years. Get a quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV.
Now, lots of people were buying RVs.
I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer.
You're not being a Debbie Downer. You need the insurance.
You do.
And lots of people were buying RVs at the Hershey RV show today. It was crazy. I have never seen a crowd like that at an RV show.
That is true. And, you know, we had that perception, but then we also were kind of trying to bounce it off of some of the salespeople that we talked to, some of the manufacturers that we talked to, and everybody was saying that sales were great.
People were saying they were selling like crazy mm-hmm. today, and that's coming from manufacturers' reps. That, you know, these aren't people that would.
They're not trying to pump themselves up. Yeah, they were very happy.
And it was sort of off the record too. It was like, we are flying today.
And you were putting on the record, but no, we're not actually calling anybody out. We're just saying in general.
Yeah. So listen, we have three kids, and right from the beginning, I mean, as soon as we had our third child, we sort of realized that so many RVs are made for people with two kids in terms of dedicated bed space, right? I mean, you can convert this, that, and the other thing, but we really felt like once you have that third child, your options just get limited so quickly. So we're always sympathetic to that family with three kids, four kids, five kids, six kids, because there's not as many things for you to look at. So we wanted to pick a few things that maybe you could look at if you're out there thinking about an RV purchase and you have three kids or more. And these would give you dedicated bedding or close to dedicated bedding, but they'd give you options for sleeping your larger family.
And we feel still be comfortable for everybody in a livable space. So we really do know what it's like to at least travel with three kids. And we've actually traveled with more than just us as adults in our trailer, you know, with grandparents and stuff. So we do know what it feels like to have those extra people.
Yeah, we were at the Platte River Campground. That kid Jasper, who crashed his bike into my Ford F-150, wanted to move in.
I did.
Let's get this thing rolling here. And I really do hope this is useful for some of you out there that have, you know, a large brood like we do. So the first one we walked into today was the Keystone Bullet 330 BHS. This was a very unique floor plan. So it was really, truly a three-room floor plan. And the bunk room in the back was like a full-on bedroom. It had double over double bunks that went along the side of the back. And it had, there was lots of furniture back there, lots of places to put clothing. And then the shocker in a 36, 37 foot RV, a half bath.
Right. So it had the 1.5 bath situation, but then the half bath was actually within this back room bunkhouse. Now, wait for it. There was also an outside, an exterior door entry back there in that room.
So maybe you like that, maybe you don't.
But
there's a door into that
think
room.
About it. If you're one of the people that is kind of annoyed by the fact that your kids are constantly running into the RV to go to the bathroom, you know, like tracking the dirt, you're saying, take off your shoes. They could enter in and out of their bunkhouse and use their powder room bathroom in the bunkhouse all day long.
It's just like the idea of calling it a powder room when it's a bunch of the little bratsters.
It's a half bath.
Around.
That's the term, right?
And these were double over double.
Two-piece.
These were double over double beds. So if you have smaller kids, you could have four kids back in this room. They'd be sharing a larger bed, but then there'd actually be room for their clothing and there'd be a place for them to go to the bathroom. And each of the bunks had two large windows. So this room did not feel cave-like mm-hmm. like so many bunk rooms do. It really was, there was a lot of light in it. It was
yeah,
nice.
It was a lot of cabinetry, a lot of cupboard space. Now, also, it did, of course, have the dinette area that you could also transform into bedding and the jackknife sofa that you could also transform
right.
into bedding. So technically, it sleeps eight. Now, it sleeps that, and then the parents have an incredibly spacious, nice master bedroom at the front.
Yeah, and it's nice and private, too, because mm-hmm. the bathroom is up there blocking the master bedroom. So some of the travel trailers have that floor plan now where there's like a pass-through bathroom that you can enter from the bedroom or from the living room kind of area. So it makes the master bedroom quite a bit more private. And then the common area in the middle was very nice. It had the kitchen island, yep, and it had a good amount of seating. So you could legitimately have 2, 4, 5, 6 kids in this, and everyone would have a comfortable place to sleep.
Yeah, and you'd be able to kick the kids to a place to watch a movie or something, you know, if you needed a little breathing room.
MSRP was $36,581. The show price was $24,895. This unit weighs 6,850 pounds dry, and it's 37.5 feet long. So it is, the weight is, it's very light for an RV of this size, but it is a long RV, you know, and if you have a bunch of kids and you want a travel trailer, you might need a long one. That's one of the things I love about our current one, which we're about to get rid of, is it's only 33 feet, but it has 4 bunk beds in the back.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out right now to Keystone because they had something at this RV show that I really liked. The manufacturer itself had printed out almost like these like large posters, but they were posters that were obviously like that decal material that could kind of like, you know, almost like those magnetic stickers that could go onto the outside of the RVs. And these were printed out, and they actually had the layout of every single floor plan in a certain line. So it had like the bullets, and it had every floor plan. And then on top of that, anything that was new was highlighted. It said new 2017.
So we actually just kind of went up and looked for new because we wanted to find something that was new and different.
Yeah, and then in the next line down the row, a different one other than bullet, it had a different sticker for that line. I just think that in terms of manufacturers educating their customer and really reaching out, because people get overwhelmed at RV shows and they say, oh my gosh, I don't even know what I saw. I don't even know what I looked at. And I like that, and I really think all the manufacturers should have them.
We have talked to so many people that were like, I really wanted to see this type of RV, and I couldn't find it.
Yeah, but like, these posters,
I literally could not find it.
I just felt like it was so user-friendly, and I'm honest, I would love to see that go mainstream, and I would love for all the manufacturers to have those on the sides of the RVs to help people work their way through a crowd.
She is honest. I can vouch for this. She's honest.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, I would like that to see that as a mainstream feature at RV shows.
All right. Our next travel trailer, this is sort of a classic floor plan for the larger family by our friends at Jayco RV. It's the J-Flight 32BHDS. That's a bunkhouse deep slide, I believe. MSRP $35,262. Show price $26,650. Weighs 7,500 pounds. It's a J-Flight. It's not an ultralight. You know, you've got lots of real wood in there. And it's 36 feet 2 inches. This is one of their best sellers, from what I understand.
It might be their best selling. I confirmed.
So again, like the Keystone, you have a real bedroom in the back. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a real private bedroom for the kids in the back, and there are 3 dedicated beds back there. And the reason there's not 4 is because this comes with a huge outdoor kitchen, a really awesome outdoor kitchen, actually. So that takes the place of where that 4th bunk would be. So there's one bunk above that kitchen, if you
can
picture.
Which is big. It's a big bunk.
And then there's a bunk on the other side. And below that, there's the J-Cube. They're kind of like a sofa converts to a bed. I'll call it a dedicated bed.
Yeah. So they're chairs. But so let's talk about the family. We were in this trailer. You were getting a picture. I was standing at the door waiting, and there was a woman inside the trailer, and there was a gentleman outside the trailer, and he's standing there, and he's looking in, and finally he kind of looks around the corner and he goes, "Hun, isn't this the one we have?"
Yeah, he's like, "We own this one. Get out." Yeah, he's like, "I'm just seeing the new features they've added." And we talked to them extensively. They had the 32BH test for years now. Love it.
So I actually said to her, "Can you tell me anything about this model that now, after having it for years and years and traveling all over, what do you hate about it? What do you wish changed?" And she could not even come up with like one thing. She was like, "It really, they love the outdoor kitchen. They said they use it all the time. And then she goes like this, well, I guess like I really don't have that Foot Locker. Cause you know how they started to
they
make that area
after
for show.
Ours
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. So she goes, I could really, and her husband goes, I'll bust out a wall for you.
Well, cause the mister in this family, he wanted a fifth
yeah,
wheel.
Yeah. They're going for a fifth wheel.
They were like moving mm-hmm. on to bigger and better, I guess. And yeah. he wanted a Jayco Eagle, but they just raved about this. That outdoor kitchen is fantastic. The bunk room is fantastic. The bedroom is just more your traditional tiny bedroom for the parents. And it did have the sliding wood doors, so there's privacy, but it's like so many travel trailer master bedrooms. It's small and it's cramped. And I mean, that's one of the reasons we're moving out of our White Hawk to some degree, is we wanted a bigger bedroom. So another option in the J Flight line, and this was not at the Hershey show, and if it was, we couldn't find it, is the 31 QBDS. Now, what they do is they flip the whole design there, and they put the quad bunks in the front of the RV, which I really, really like. So there's no slide. You walk in the door, you turn right, and there's four bunks. So for you families out there that have like four little rascals, and you want each of them to have a bed without having to flip down the sofa every night, great option. And then in the rear is the master bedroom, and it's on a slide. So the bed itself slides out, and it gives mom and dad a really spacious master bedroom, fully, you walk around the whole thing, lots of storage, television if you want it. So what I like in the J Flight line is you can like spoil the kids with the space of the bunkhouse, or you could spoil yourself and get the bigger room and give the kids the smaller room.
Yeah, the mom had said, one of the things that she specifically said was, my kids love the J Cubes. She said they love the J Cubes because I guess they can move them around, they can get comfortable, they can use them like little seats.
There.
Yeah.
Great rainy day room.
Right, but if you're sick of spoiling the kids, go get your master.
Well, I think that sometimes people, the parents think, man, the kids are always getting the nicer room back mm-hmm. there. Well, that's not the case anymore in the world of travel trailers. So look, that Keystone is a great option, the 330 BHS, the Jayco 32 BHDS. These are great travel trailers for you guys out there that have a lot of kids. Now something a little bit more creative and quirky for the larger family that Stephanie really likes for the family with three kids or plus is the Grand Design Solitude fifth wheel. MSRP was $87,220. Show price was $64,995.
It's the 377 MB.
377 MB. And this is maybe if you're thinking about going full time or living in an RV, or you're a seasonal and you really want a setup that's good for you and your 3, 4, 5, 6 kids. You really liked this one, even though it's a bit counterintuitive and it's not necessarily dedicated bedding. Why did you like it?
Well, because I think that offering in a fifth wheel, right, you normally get the separate master bedroom. And this fifth wheel gives that option, absolutely. You get that great master bedroom space. There's that beautiful closet all the way to the back. Washer, dryer, right? All those things that you can get in a fifth wheel that are really hard to get in the travel trailer. So this nails that, okay? Also, when you walk into your left, it's nailing that rear living area, okay? So you're getting the couch, the kitchen island, the beautiful dinette recliners. So you're getting everything that you would get from those fifth wheels that fit too nicely. And guess what? Plop down in the middle. There's this loft bunk bed. It is right there when you walk in. So you walk in the door and there's these little steps up to the master bedroom. But to your left, as you're walking the stairs, is this loft bed, which could easily sleep two, but if your kids are smaller, it could sleep three.
And below that loft bed, ta-da,
is an entirely separate room.
Which is like, I think that a lot of people are attracted to this because it could be an office mm-hmm. for a family that's living in the RV or has retired in the RV.
A grandmother's suite, if your grandma or grandpa comes
timeout room. A couple walked in and said, oh, there's the timeout room for the kids. Yeah. Or it really actually could be a bedroom for the kids.
Right.
You'd be folding down that sofa. Mm-hmm. So it is not a dedicated bed in that sense, but it really could be a dedicated bedroom for your kids.
If you have we have some families that we know that might have an older child, right? You say you have the teenager, and then you had a couple more children later, right? They're younger. They have earlier bedtimes. Or just the teenager, in order for you to bring them camping, they want a little more time on their own. Or vice versa. You have a couple older kids, and then you got the bonus baby later on, right? And you have the younger one. If you have any of... There's so many situations where having this separate room that you can really work with according to your needs as a family, I think is huge. On top of that, the fact that you can find it in a fifth wheel that has every single feature that a luxury fifth wheel offers, to me, is just fabulous.
Yeah, so far from that traditional fifth wheel bunkhouse model, but it definitely offers a real option for families out there.
But what if you don't want the traditional bunkhouse model? Right. You want that rear living space with that beautiful kitchen.
I mean, you
really get everything in a very creative way in this fifth wheel.
And now let's move to motorhomes. Let's look at a Class C that we think is just terrific for a family with 3 kids, 4 kids. If you have 2 kids, this is a no-brainer, but you could still go to like 3 kids, 4 kids, 5 kids in this rig, and we think you'd be really, really comfortable. It's the Mini Winnie Spirit. It's a Class C. It's the 31G. The MSRP is $105,100, if I'm reading that right. The show price was $84,995. Now, this is like sort of a read. There's the traditional Class C bunkhouse that almost every manufacturer makes. And the bunks are on the vanity side or
the passenger side.
Mm-hmm. side. And they're on a slide out. So you lose awning space, right? A lot of people really don't like to lose a lot of space under the awning. And that's what happens here because there's a slide on one side for the bunks and a slide on the other for the couch and the kitchen.
And then also when you walk in into that traditional Class C model, there's the kitchen is directly in front of you in this little L shape to the left. And then the couch is right next to that. And that is a deal breaker to me in all of those C models. I would never get that floor plan.
So what this one does differently, and Winnebago did not invent this floor plan, we just really like what they've done with it, is it's a full length slide on the rear of the RV on the side where the hookups are. And it is truly a full length slide. It literally runs from right behind the driver's seat to the rear of the unit. So, and it's a bit of a shallow slide. It's not a super deep slide because of how much is on the slide. So on the slide is the dinette, the kitchen, the bunk beds, and the dressers for the master bedroom. So you have 2 bunks here, 2 dedicated bunks for 2 kids, and then you have that bunk over the cab, which is gigantic. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could hypothetically sleep 3 small children on that, and they'd all have plenty of room. It's a gigantic bed. Easily 2 kids up there. Mm-hmm. 1 kid would be the king of infinite space up there, basically. So this is a really nice option. The bathroom was large, and it had the bathroom door going into the master and the bathroom door going into the main living space. The bedroom was very spacious, walk-around bedroom, really nice master bedroom for mom and dad, lots of storage, lots of dressers.
What's the one downside?
It almost barely registers as a complaint. It was just almost kind of funny. So when you're walking in the little hallway between the bathroom and the bunks to get to the master bedroom, my shoulders were too broad to pass through. I banged into the walls. So I literally had to turn sideways to enter the master bedroom.
Yeah.
And then once you enter the master bedroom, it's spacious and it's airy and there's nice windows. This would not stop me from buying this rig.
And the living space, the kitchen area, there is counter space in that kitchen that doesn't appear in the other sort of traditional Class C bunk model.
Good counter space.
No, it does have good counter space. And everything else is very, like the couch there, you can see the TV, which is always a complaint for you. You hate it if the TV
The TV is right above the dinette. Mm-hmm. So if you're sitting on the couch across from it, 3 or 4 people could be lounging there watching.
Yeah. So we just feel like this is a super livable design. This would be easy traveling across the country, you know, with a bunch of kids if that's in your
dream. And one of the either Four Winds or one of those, the Thor companies, I think did this floor plan first. Winnebago's doing it now. I think eventually you'll see everybody that makes Class C's make this floor plan because it's an awesome floor plan. Like if we were Class C shopping, I mean, we wouldn't be shopping. I would be decided mm-hmm. on this floor plan.
Right. Exactly. This is it. All right. So that's it. We get 2 travel trailers, right? Plus 1 little bonus one that we throw in there that wasn't at the show, a fifth wheel and a Class C. All very comfortable, very doable for a family with 3 to 6 kids. And hey, if you have more than 6 kids, I'm sure that they're used to sleeping on the floor anyway, right?
Yeah. And if you're heading, you know, this podcast is dropping Saturday night. If you are heading to Hershey tomorrow on Sunday, look for us. If you find us, we'll give you some Progressive swag. And get there early because people were parking like a mile away. I mean, it was a really, really crowded day at Hershey. And we really do think you're going to see record-breaking numbers for attendance. And then the public doesn't get record-breaking sales numbers. But we're thinking that that's going to be the case, that there's going to be record-breaking sales at the Hershey RV show.
Yeah. And and it was great to see all the podcast listeners that we saw today. It was,
we gave away a bag of Progressive Shrike before we got into the gates.
Yeah. We were like giving it out.
I had to run back out to the car and reload my Progressive Shrike.
Yeah, so that was
awesome, running into
fun.
Some people in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And there was one really nice couple that they were getting onto the bus, onto like a shuttle to go back to their car because they were done shopping already. So we were like walking onto the bus with them practically to chat a little bit. So an amazing time so far. And then tomorrow, our last special episode, we're going to give sort of our deep think, larger thoughts on this RV show, on the industry, on the future of where all of this stuff is going. And we'll thank Progressive tomorrow night for sending us to the dance, and we're going to thank them right now.
We are. So when you're out on the road traveling and your RV breaks down, Progressive's roadside assistance will help you get your RV started or provide towing to the nearest qualified repair facility. Learn more by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV.
Thanks, Progressive, and thank you for listening to this special episode of RVFTA. We'll be back tomorrow night with our last in this four-part series, almost live from the Hershey RV show in a special undisclosed location filled with Hershey's Kisses.
See you at the RV show.
See you at the RV show.